This is Neijing Now, prioritizing well-being. Neijing is the vitality that shields us from disease. Neijing Now, demystifying medicine, cultivating resilience, empowering host resistance, prioritizing primary prevention. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander. I welcome you to another short clip exploring Neijing Now. Today we are talking about doctors without health insurance. Dr. Kelly Egan, a recent graduate from the UCSF Family Medicine Residency Program at San Francisco General Hospital, currently working at the UCSF HIV Post-Exposure Prophylaxis Warm Line, shares her health insurance status and situation with us. Dr. Kelly Egan, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. I'm happy to talk. This is an important issue.
You're a doctor, and tell me about your health insurance status.
I finished residency this summer, and I was looking at a number of different jobs and took two jobs that were part-time. And unfortunately, both of those jobs did not come with health insurance initially because they were both less than 50%, although put it all together and I'm still working practically full-time. But, you know, I didn't then get health insurance. So I went a couple months without health insurance this summer, which, you know, made my mom very upset and made me a little anxious. And so for a couple months, I was going without health insurance, hoping that I could fall back on COBRA if need be, which I later realized was not actually the best plan. So I had 2 months where I could retroactively enroll in COBRA if need be. And one thing I didn't realize, because at the end of those 2 months, I still didn't have insurance through work. And so I decided I would go with COBRA. And so when I went to do that, I realized that I had to pay for both months of COBRA, even though I hadn't utilized any services. And then would have to, on top of it, keep paying a pretty high monthly rate. So at that point, I decided going without health insurance with no ability to fall back on COBRA was no longer wise. So I went with kind of your most basic catastrophic plan, and that's what I've got now. But one thing was that, so I am anticipating getting health insurance through my employment soon. Yeah, the whole process was just very unsettling and made me feel really kind of angry about the fact that, like, there's just sort of this screwy system in which health insurance is allocated in our country. And so I don't know, I you know, I chose a plan that I wasn't entirely comfortable with, but felt I needed something and I've been sort of waiting anxiously to get full coverage.
Yeah, well, the irony of it is that you're working full time as a doctor, and during the period that you're working full time as a doctor, you didn't have health insurance.
Yeah, and I will actually say that one of the things I thought about was, because I'm a doctor and because I have lots of friends who are doctors, I sort of have this false sense of security that if something went wrong, you know, a friend could write me a prescription, I can try to self-diagnose myself. But I recognize that that's not a smart plan in any way because it doesn't cover any pricey tests or medications I might need. So yeah, maybe I could diagnose myself or somebody else could diagnose me for free, but it doesn't cover what's going to get me in the end financially.
It is actually the tests and radiology, and God forbid if you have to be hospitalized.
Yeah, and that is why I went with a catastrophic plan. I anticipated in, you know, hopefully the short period that I'm underinsured, I won't need any preventative care, and I just was going to defer seeing the dentist and getting routine care in that time, you know, which isn't really the best decision either, but I figured it was non-essential, and if I was going on like this for a while, I would start foregoing, you know, kind of recommended care that I would give to my patients, surely, yet not give to myself.
You just graduated from residency and you were underinsured for a couple of months, and now you're hoping to get to a new job which would offer you health insurance.
Yeah, and so I have sort of a long-term good sense about this whole picture. You know, a friend of mine was interesting, similar situation. She took a job that is going to be her long-term employment that does not come with benefits. And so she had to get her own coverage. And she didn't go with a catastrophic plan. She went with, like, you know, a more comprehensive private insurance plan. However, to keep costs down, she went with something that only had generic options. And she had to give up, you know, a birth control method that was working very well for her, which is really unfortunate. It's her only option, given her long-term career choice doesn't yield benefits.
And she's a doctor, too.
She's a doctor, too. Yeah, we were co-residents together. And I used to get together with my friends over the summer from residency, and we'd all be like, yeah, how many people have insurance? Most didn't.
Well, ever since I left residency, I have been only carrying catastrophic insurance, and I do what you say you would do, is defer care. Yeah. I double or triple the intervals for my eye care. And only recently I was in a fellowship and they offered me health insurance, which I had to pay half the premium for because I was going half time.
Yeah, I've been looking at what my options are going to be when I get full insurance. And then now I'm realizing that even when you have quote unquote health insurance through your employment, it doesn't mean that it's free. You know, it's an expensive endeavor. And it's amazing that you can like this can be your career and you still don't have coverage. So I can only imagine all the other people who don't have coverage and don't have the sort of the understanding of what they're working against.
Right. Obviously, this is a situation that much of the general population is going through, but there just seems to be something very ironic about being a doctor without health insurance.
I think being a doctor can work against you or for you. If you've seen enough bad stuff, maybe it'll force you to get the catastrophic coverage. But if you feel confident enough in your own abilities and those of your friends, then it might encourage you to not get coverage. But it's just ridiculous. A colleague was saying that she was seeing a patient yesterday who was commenting on how not only does she not have health insurance, the patient, she goes, but did you hear there's doctors and nurses who don't have health insurance? And I said, ironically, I'm going to talk to somebody about this later today. I mean, so it's not just me and it's not just California. I think it's pretty prevalent.
Well, thank you for your time today, Kelly. It's been really a pleasure to talk to you and thank you for sharing your situation with us.
Oh, no problem. I hope it gets better for everybody.
That was Dr. Kelly Egan, another doctor without adequate health insurance. If you or someone you know is un- or underinsured, feel free to comment on what you have just heard. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander, creator of Neijing Now, a podcast about prioritizing well-being, on the web at neijingnow.org. Neijing Now is independent and entirely listener-supported. If you enjoyed the clip, please share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook and donate generously. Your support is essential to keeping Neijing Now alive.